Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple, episode 49. As always, I am Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And today we are taking you to beautiful Door County, Wisconsin. Julia, hit him with a fun fact.
My fun fact is that Door County has been growing cherries since 1896. And if you've been to Door County and driven around, you've probably seen these huge orchards full of cherry trees. But coming up here pretty quick, around mid-May, possibly a little bit later, it will be cherry blossom season. And then you can get that perfect Instagrammable photo surrounded by the beautiful cherry blossom flowers in one of those pretty orchards. Or you can go to Door County in mid-July and pick some cherries. So the cherry roots run deep in the DC.
Absolutely. Door County, believe it or not, this was a shocker to me when I read it, is in Door County.
Shocker. Yep. Shocker.
Pretty cool. You think it would work like that everywhere? It doesn't. But from where we live, we got about 200 miles, roughly 3.5 hours. Pretty simple drive for us, honestly. Like, just a couple of roads get us there. Just the long roads.
I would like to put up, as we're talking about distance and mileage, I drove almost the whole way home. Please be proud of me.
I am very proud of you. I appreciate it very much because I was not hungover.
No.
Genuinely
ill.
Under the weather.
Yes.
And I appreciated that very much. We were just there this last weekend, April 11th through April 14th. So kind of a long weekend for us, which was pretty nice. Got extra days off, one extra day off work. Yeah, just get that extra day.
It was really nice.
You always like wake up on the third day and you're like, oh, we got to go home. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, that was really nice, especially when it's anything over 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nice to have that extra day.
Makes it more worth the drive for sure.
I agree. This episode is brought to you in part by Wisco Host. They are a short-term rental company out of Northern Wisconsin. They do have some Northwoods destinations as well as a bunch of Door County rentals. And they also are in the process of opening they're remodeling and then reopening a motel in Fish Creek, Door County. But as always, all of the opinions in this episode are our own. Per usual, we have a list of places in front of us just to kind of help keep some sort of structure to our rambling. But besides that, nothing is scripted besides the ads. So this is truly just us rambling, and we hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. And always, before we get to rambling, I like to bring up the Google Maps, mainly because Julia works her butt off on it. It's awesome. And lucky for you, you can get it for a one-time fee, and then you keep it forever. And every week on the podcast that we talk about the stuff on the podcast, that gets put on a pin that just keeps getting added every. So it's a growing map that you only have to buy once. It helps out more than you think. It's a really cool travel tool that we'd like to supply to you guys.
Yeah, it is a really good resource. It's also a great way to support us. Like Hayden said, it's a one-time fee. You keep it forever, but it is ever growing. It currently has over 800 pins on it. Just across the state, every recommendation we've made on this podcast is on there. So that does include our Out West road trip where we went to some national parks, as well as the recent episode, New Orleans. So if you're traveling to any of those destinations, all of our recommendations from those episodes are on it as well.
Bet. This episode will be focusing on Northern Door County. If you do want Sturgeon Bay recommendations, you can always log back, check out episode number 25, where we spent a weekend there this last fall.
We'll do our best in this episode to mention whether or not places are dog friendly, but we often get to just, you know, chit chatting back and forth. So we sometimes forget that detail. But we do have a free resource for you. Any of you dog owners looking to explore Wisconsin with your pups, if you head to the show notes, you'll see a link directly to our dog-friendly Google map. That one is free. That one has about 200 places on it, and then they're all dog-friendly. Whether it be a dog-friendly patio, dogs allowed inside, or dog-friendly lodging, they're color-coded on there. So all of these places we're going to talk about in this episode, if they are dog-friendly, they're on that map already.
Will that map also be ever-growing?
Yes, as we go to more dog-friendly places, like this past weekend when we were in Door County, I think I added, what did I say, like
14?
14 pins to it. So yes, we do our best to keep these resources up to date for you guys and recommend things as we explore more.
Absolutely. What a great idea that you had for that. That was, and to give it out for free. Crazy.
Well, that's what I wanted. I just wanted to be a better resource for people.
Hell yeah. Well, let's dig right in, shall we?
We shall.
Let's talk about where to stay in Door County.
Okay, so the first one, we stayed back in July of 2021. That's the trip we took to Door County where we got engaged, which was pretty awesome. Hayden proposed to me at a marina directly across the street from Harbor Light Inn. So Harbor Light Inn was Hayden's first trip to Door County, and it's very, very far north. So it's in Gill's Rock.
It's all the way north.
Which is the tippy top of Door County where you get on the ferry to go to Washington Island. Very, very far north. Looking back, I would not stay there again simply because of the location. Because we spent so much time driving south after we drove all the way north to our hotel.
Sure.
So great, cute little B&B.
Yeah, if you want to go stay and not go anywhere.
Yeah. If you're just looking to kick your feet up and have a view of the water, this is a great, great place for you. When we go to Door County, we are exploring, eating, day drinking, hiking, and you have to travel a little bit of a drive from Gill's Rock to get those places. So I have no,
it's not horrible. It's not not doable. It's not a burden.
That was a last minute booking. And I feel like now we would do better choices.
Yeah, do it different.
So yeah, don't really have a complaint. It's just further. But then this most recent trip, we stayed at the most luxurious, beautiful, dog-friendly rental. I know they are a sponsor of this episode, but truly, how awesome was this?
It was a cool spot. It was definitely it just came up, it's not way out in the middle of nowhere.
No.
You know, it's a little bit off the beaten path, but not really. I don't know. It's hard to explain the location. It's not right down in
town,
the action, but
2 minute drive.
2 minutes away from any.
So we stayed at the Wisco House property that's called Northwoods Farmstead. So it is a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom house, and it has this really nice big yard. It's dog friendly. All the Wisco House properties are dog friendly. And then they have this nice fire pit. There's this outdoor barn. Again, a big yard. It was so nice because we didn't have neighbors. We were closer to a busy-ish road, but we didn't have neighbors. So we were just kind of hanging out outside a lot, chit-chatting. It had a ping pong table, just a great lounge, cozy area. Again, the fire pit was nice. Was such a great space. They had really nice bag boards if you want to play yard games.
Ping pong table, 2-car garage attached to the house.
Yeah.
Full laundry room.
It was such a good space.
3 bedroom or 3 bathrooms?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the 3 bathrooms are
in bedrooms.
Off of the rooms. And the other one is right outside of the other room. And, so you can if you go with 3 couples, you can all have your own bathroom. Be pretty private inside the house.
Yeah, it is seriously such a nice space. It's just a really big space.
Yeah, big open concept too.
Yeah, because the space was so big, we did invite 2 of our friends, Charlie and Ellie, to join us on this trip. And thank God we did, because it was just so much room for activities.
Yeah, it was too much house for just the 2 of us, really.
Yes, and I don't know if they're going to listen to this episode, but Ellie and Charlie, thank you so much for coming with us and helping us shoot content and being in the content. We're very thankful for you, and we love you both.
Absolutely. And then the newest place that we would recommend to stay is called Fresh Coast Motel, and that is the Wisco Host new motel that they bought and renovated or are currently renovating to be open on April 22nd?
No, it'll open mid-May, but our giveaway.
Oh, gotcha. I missed that part. I was a second. That's in 3 days.
Yes. So Fresh Coast Motel is located in downtown Fish Creek. It is so cute. They are doing such a good job with it. And it does also have some dog friendly rooms. So not all the rooms are dog friendly, but they do have a few. So if you're booking, just look out for that. But because it's a new booking, there's going to be lots of availability this summer. So go ahead and book it while you still can. But it's super, super cute. And we partnered with Fresh Coast Motel and Wisco Host to give away to one of you lovely listeners, followers, 2-night stay. So that giveaway will be open through 422 on our Instagram. You just have to follow us, Wisco Host in the Motel, and then tag a friend, like the post. Super easy, and you'll have a chance to win a getaway to Door County. And now for a word from an episode partner, Wisco Host.
Looking for that perfect vacation spot that feels like home? At Wisco Hosts, we offer premier vacation homes in the heart of Wisconsin's beautiful landscapes. From the Northwoods of northern Wisconsin to the shores of Door County, our dog-friendly properties feature everything from a cozy chalet to a modern cabin and a luxury home. Relax in the comfort of our well-appointed homes that are complete with modern amenities, stylish interiors, and quiet, serene landscapes. Experience outdoor adventures like fishing, hiking, and bonfires with family and friends, or enjoy a quiet, low-key weekend away. Whatever your definition of a Wisconsin getaway is, Wisco Host has you covered. To see their properties, visit their website, wiscohost.com. Sign up as an email subscriber and save $100 on your stay. Book directly through their website. Once again, book your premier Wisconsin getaway today at wiscohost.com.
All righty. Should we dive right in and where to eat in Door County?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, the first one is Good Eggs. If you're familiar with the Door County area, Good Eggs is located just outside of Peninsula State Park in Ephraim? Is that Ephraim?
Egg Harbor, right?
No.
Ephraim?
I think Ephraim. But they make these massive breakfast burritos, mm-hmm. like just stuffed full of everything you could want for breakfast in this massive burrito, and they are really, really good. The pro tip is to go to their Instagram and download the app, and then you can order way faster than if you just walk in. So if you order online, then you can just go pick up your food and sit in their cute little patio that's all outdoor seating. But they have like these cool little tables that are like surfboards and sailboats. So it's pretty cool.
Blue Horse Beach Cafe. We actually met up with Mitch and Katie from Wisco Hosts there for breakfast one of the days, just to kind of go over how everything was and just meet them in person. It was really, really nice. Again, huge breakfast burrito I got.
Yeah, you did.
It was massive, but they have bagels. They just have like your normal like egg and bacon breakfast too. They could coffee. Kind of almost had like
just like cafe.
Yeah, more. You can almost like personalize your breakfast a little bit more, like if you're at a diner or something, you know.
Yeah.
That place was awesome. That was in Fish Creek.
Yep.
And small inside for sure. Not a lot of seating, but grab and go breakfast. Perfect. Perfect for a grab and go breakfast. Right across from the public beach.
Yes.
At Fish Creek too, right down the street from their new motel that they're opening up. So if you're staying there, just an easy walk down the road.
Yeah. And downtown Fish Creek also, it's just very cute. So I would definitely recommend a stroll there. Our last breakfast recommendation is in Sister Bay, and it is Skip Stone Coffee. We stopped here on our way out of town. They have limited breakfast choices, I would say, but amazing pastries. I got the best chocolate croissant I have ever had at this coffee shop. And then they just have like regular coffee options and some fun stuff on the menu.
Yeah, I would say this place is more coffee shop than breakfast.
Yes. For sure. But Skip Stone, Blue Horse, and Good Eggs all have dog-friendly patios.
Moving on to the lunch portion here. Husby's. Again, this is,
I would say higher-end bar food in Sister Bay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? Sorry, Sister Bay.
I was thinking where it was, Sister Bay, because it's not too far away from Skip Stone Coffee, right down the road. But, yeah, I guess you could say high-end bar food. So, it sounds like they have a good fish fry.
Yeah.
That's what I saw a bunch of signs when we were there for it, like in the hallway by the bathroom.
So that makes it sound like that's good fish fry.
Promoting it, of course.
Oh, you crack me up.
Husby's is a cool spot though, because it does have like in the summer when it's bumping, they have like a couple of detached other spots that are still the bar. So like eat on the patio or like eat in their garage room that they have that has a bar in it too. So it's a cool hangout spot. Definitely a cool spot to get some. So,
yeah, Husby's is cool. Yeah, elevated bar food. Like Kim said, there's this big patio with separate bars off of it. And we'll talk about those a little bit more in the drink section. The next one I want to talk about is PC Junction. Super random little spot we stopped at on our way home from our trip in 2021. It has like an outdoor basketball court, has like a nice patio. Dogs are allowed on their patio. We had these little like pedal bike go-kart things.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Like Hayden and I were the only ones there. It was a Sunday afternoon and we're just like going hard on these little like pedal bike go-karts after lunch. Super cute spot. Your food comes on a train. Just like a cozy little like restaurant. I would definitely recommend it for lunch.
Take the kids.
Yeah. Kid friendly. Family friendly. We don't have kids. So when you say take kids, I think people get confused.
I don't think so. Because I have nieces and nephews. I would definitely take them there. They would enjoy it. The next place we would talk about is AC Tap. Like dive bar, but awesome. I mean, most dive bars are awesome.
It's a cash-only place. I just don't want to forget to say that. Dog-friendly patio. Came highly recommended by AJ Dillon. If you didn't know, the 2023 Door County Dining Guide, AJ Dillon and his wife Gabby are on the cover of that. And in their interview, he raves about how he's a wing connoisseur and loved the wings at AC Tap. So they also have a shout-out, Dining with the Dillons, on Instagram. They have a food blog. So they're big foodies. So when he recommended this place and Hayden and I had never heard of it, we put it on our map and decided we had to stop there on this trip. I think they are some of the best wings I've ever had. They were so crispy. I got the Parmesan garlic flavor, which is what AJ Dillon recommended. So delicious. So delicious.
I just got the dry rub and it was very good. Like
they were super crispy.
Like the wet sauce was like sticky, like way like
yeah
just, so delicious.
They held up to the hype for so good. Absolutely. So crispy and so good.
That was the only thing we got there.
Yeah, we just got wings and beer,
but if that's the only thing you get there, I think you're hitting a home run for sure.
Yeah Can't speak to the other food, but again, cash only, so don't forget to about that. The next place I went to was Coyote Roadhouse. This is where I ate lunch while you were golfing. This place was recommended to me by a coworker. She was like, you have to go to Coyote Roadhouse for a quesadilla. She always just gives me recommendations. And I was like, okay, super random. Just like a random bar for a quesadilla. Their menu, it literally reads, try our famous quesadilla. So she wasn't lying. So the appetizer I split with Ellie was French fried onion rings, which was so good. It was like a loaf of like onion shoestrings, but with like a thicker batter. They called it French fried onion rings, but again, it was like a loaf. It was so much food. We got the small one, and I think it would have been good for four people. Like, it was so much.
The picture that you sent me of it while we were golfing, I was like, holy crap, football.
Yeah, it was so much onions. And then I got the famous quesadilla, and I added the veggies and the chicken to it, and I thought it was so good. They also have a homemade salsa that I really liked. But yeah, I highly recommend Coyote Roadhouse. They have like a sand volleyball court, a nice outdoor seating area that you can bring your dog to. Just awesome. I really liked this place. You would have loved it, honestly.
Where was this in?
I think it's in Bailey's. Bailey's Harbor.
Bailey's Harbor.
Don't quote me on that, but really good vibes. Saloon like style. That's like what it reminds me of. But yeah, highly recommend Coyote Roadhouse.
Switching over here to the dinner scene. Do I know the Mill?
The Mill is a supper club we stopped at on our, like, it was our first stop at Door County, or maybe our second stop at Door County.
We just had drinks, right?
Yeah. And we had the Reuben egg rolls that you really liked. So, yeah, the Mill is a supper club in Sturgeon Bay. I just thought it was worth a shout out. We didn't eat dinner. Yeah, Hayden's right. We just got drinks and appetizers, but super cool little spot. Easy, like, stop on your way into Door County. So you could just, again, stop for a drink, do a little happy hour on your way up.
Next, shout out Wickman House. Now they have a sister restaurant called Trixie's. The same location?
No. And it's been there for a while. It's just, so Wickman House was the restaurant we went to after we got engaged. We had a dinner reservation and it was amazing. And I always used to recommend it to people that they go to Wickman House when they're in Dark County for a nicer dinner. We had friends go there on their mini moon and their baby moon. And we've just told everybody to go there. Sadly, they will not be reopening this season. After 12 seasons, they have closed their door permanently. But we again had a shout out the Wickman House. And they do have a sister restaurant called Trixie's. So if you want to kind of get the vibe, you could check out Trixie's.
Back to places that are open. Shout out Wickman House, though. Sister Bay Bowl. If you like bowling, this is the ideal, like, I've found out in my life, bowling alleys always have dynamite. Like,
yeah.
Always. Like, you could never go wrong. If you're, like, wondering where to go and, like, you haven't eaten at your local bowling alley, I bet you that local bowling alley has awesome.
Our bowling alley in Baraboo has the best fish fry in Baraboo.
Awesome. Like
the best fish fry in Baraboo.
Pizzas. Usually the price is awesome for everything at the bowling alleys too. Like it's just a cool hangout.
But we should mention Sister Bay Bowl does have a bowling alley, but you have to keep score manually. Like they taught you in gym class back in the day.
Old school bowling.
Yeah, old school bowling. But it's called Sister Bay Bowl and Supper Club. So the dining area that Hayden is referencing is pretty supper club-esque. Does have views of Green Bay, like the water, which is really nice. We saw the sun was setting as we were eating dinner. We tried the fish fry. You got a steak. We got some whitefish chowder. Very typical, decent fish or supper club food. But yeah, just like good vibes in the bar side and the bowling alley.
And they have High Life in a bottle. Can't go wrong. Next, a little more upscale here with Lure.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would say for sure. They have great happy hour where they
but not like fancy.
I would say for sure like date worthy. They have a great happy hour. They have, you know, they're on their sign it says, you know, their seafood, good cocktails, good food. So their happy hour, they have a happy hour menu with apps and drinks. They have sushi. They got some sushi rolls, seafood nachos, those are really good. Or like ahi tuna nachos, those are really good. Crab nachos were one of the options. Those sounded really good as well, where the chips are wontons and not tortilla chips.
Yeah, fried crispy wontons.
And a good, and you can get some nice cocktails there too.
Yeah, they have like an early dinner menu, which is like a great deal. It's $30. Check that out on their website, but you can get like this really nice meal for $30. How awesome. And it's three courses, like so cool. But check that out. They do have a dog-friendly patio. Happy hour is only available at the bar, though. So if you're going for happy hour, don't bring your dog. You could do the early dinner special, that $30 dinner on their patio. But I would call and get a reservation to make sure you get a seat on that patio with your pup and get that dinner special. I also wanted to shout out, we went there for after-dinner drinks one night on this trip. And their dessert menu was kick-ass. Yeah. But I got this massive grasshopper and I love an after dinner drink and it was so delicious. Highly recommend the grasshopper there.
Absolutely. It's looked really, really good and it is a large portion. Next, not too far down the road, literally walkable from where we stayed.
From Northwoods Farmstead.
From Northwoods Farmstead is 1211 Wine Bar and their restaurant is like detached. It's like two businesses under the same umbrella.
Side by side.
Yep. Not connected, but in the same spot. So they have the wine bar, and then their restaurant is called Thyme, like the herb, T-H-Y-M-E. What did we get? A couple of like appetizer dips?
Yeah, so we got the whipped ricotta. It was like lemon ricotta. Mm-hmm. Super good. And then we also got the whitefish dip. And it was super good. Came with a really delicious mustard. Would recommend both of those appetizers. Would love to go back and eat there. Mitch and Katie from Wisco Host did say their food was amazing and highly recommended it. Would definitely go back. The wine bar is super cute and had a great selection of their own wines, as well as a nice variety of like other wines.
Other wines, yeah. And they were very knowledgeable.
Yeah, she was like educating me on wine and I loved it. Cute little boutique in there too. Hayden bought me a really cute hat there that I will be wearing all summer long. So if you see me in a hat that says Central Club Social Club, or Central Time Social Club. Hayden bought me that hat from there. But good vibes. The wine bar and the restaurant have outdoor seating.
Huge
outdoor space where you can sit with your dog. The wine bar has fireplaces you can sit around. And then the restaurant has outdoor like patio seating.
Large, welcoming patio in the back and in the front.
Yeah, great space. I really liked this spot and I had never heard of it until we quite literally...
by it.
Drove by it, and I saw it in the Wisco Host Guidebook. So, nice. New spot to us, and we loved it.
Another new spot to us, pizza joint.
Not to me.
Well, to me. Pizza joint, Wild Tomato.
So,
two locations.
They do have two locations. We went to the one in Sister Bay, and it is beautiful and right by the water. Wild Tomato is a relatively iconic Door County restaurant. It's very family friendly and, again, has nice outdoor seating that your dog can join you. Beautiful by the water. However, Hayden, what do you think of their pizza?
Eh.
It didn't do it for him. It is wood fire pizza. I liked it.
I love wood fire pizza.
I'm saying I liked it. We got the bread basket and the burrata appetizers. I loved both of those. I think it's just classic. And it's kind of nostalgic for me, and I really like it. But, you know, Hayden's not picky, and he didn't complain, but he was just kind of like, wasn't his favorite.
Maybe if I would have gotten a different type of pizza or something, I don't know.
That's funny, because you picked it.
I know. Sounded good.
But yeah, Wild Tomato, pretty cute.
Absolutely. And then if you got a sweet tooth, you can head to Wilson's.
Wilson's is in Ephraim, and it's this super cute, like, soda shop style ice cream shop. They also have, like, hamburgers and stuff, but we just got a sweet treat there. The weird thing about Wilson's is they put a jelly bean in your ice cream. So Hayden had one. Hayden got a dish, and they
like
just
at the bottom of the cone.
Yeah, so you got a dish, and it was just, like, on top of your ice cream. I got a cone, and they put the jelly bean in the bottom of the cone, which for me is kind of lame, because when all those good drippings are in there, now they taste like jelly bean. Yeah. So, like, ugh.
So if you don't like jelly beans, ask it for without the jelly bean.
Yeah, so I think that's, like, their signature thing. Yeah. And it was, like, cute.
Instead of a cherry, it's a jelly bean.
It was, like, cute for, like, the first time you were there. But, like, of course I got, like, a purple jelly bean with my, like, Oreo ice cream. And I was like, what in the heck is this? But definitely recommend Wilson's. Super cute little spot. Also kind of iconic, I would say.
It seems like it has some rich history.
And now a quick break as we hear from our episode sponsors once again. The Fresh Coast Motel is Door County's premier boutique motel. Located in the heart of downtown Fish Creek, this newly renovated motel is where the beauty of nature meets modern luxury. With breathtaking views of Peninsula State Park from their waterfront rooms, and within walking distance from all the shops and restaurants in Fish Creek, the Fresh Coast Motel offers it all. Their comfortable and professionally designed rooms feature everything you need for a perfect stay. From the spacious outdoor patio with a fire pit that overlooks the water to plush luxury-grade bedding, smart TVs, and a coffee maker in each room, you'll wake up feeling refreshed and recharged. The Fresh Coast Motel is a dog-friendly property that offers select dog-friendly rooms so your best pal doesn't have to miss out on the fun. Come stay at Fresh Coast during your next Door County vacation. Visit and book through their website at freshcoastmotel.com. Stay up to date on all things Fresh Coast by following them on Instagram and Facebook using the handle at Fresh Coast Motel. All right, let's get to the drinking portion, shall we?
Absolutely. We can start with a Wisconsin staple, One Barrel Brewing.
Yes, One Barrel Brewing has a really cool, like, tap room space in Egg Harbor. We like to make this a pit stop on our way up. Really nice, large patio. Have, like, bag boards, view of the water. They also offer wood fire pizza, if I remember correctly. But just great beers. A great place to hang out outside on their dog-friendly patio as well.
That place was cool. I won some Summerfest tickets at, like, a radio show that they were doing there when.
Oh, yeah. Engaged. You made the bags, like, a bag shot, like a really impressive one or something, right?
Well, it was just a normal shot.
You were just the only one to make it? Was that it?
I think I just answered the question right for the tickets, and then I got a chance to win the tickets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was
it,
like,
was the.
I just remember everybody cheering for you.
Yeah. It was. The famous song, Do You Like Pina Coladas? But that was not the original lyrics that he wanted to use.
What were the original? Fun fact. Hit me with the fun fact.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
What's that?
He's an old actor.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, that was the original lyric. And then somebody was like, that doesn't sound good. So he switched it to Pina Coladas.
Do you like Pina Coladas?
Oh, yeah, so that's a fun trivia fact to keep in your back pocket. If that,
how did you know that?
I just know random.
And then you got Summerfest tickets. Okay.
You bet.
The next one is Al Johnson's Beer Garden. You probably know Al Johnson's because it is an iconic restaurant in Door County because they have grass growing from their roof and goats that live up there. Not live. They like goats that are up on the roof eating the grass all day.
Yeah. So that's a fun little side attraction that you can gaze at while you're drinking beer.
Yeah, Aljax is technically a Swedish restaurant. They're well known for their Swedish pancakes and Swedish meatballs. But we just love the beer garden. It's massive. It's turf. It's dog friendly. Yeah. Bags. We played a lot of bags. Can watch the sunset over Peninsula State Park. Great, great spot. And there's dog bowls out there, and the employees were giving out dog treats to all the puppies. Really cool spot, and you just have to go see the goats. You have to.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool spot. It's a good way to kind of waste the day away there.
Yeah, great beer garden, because all of the outdoor like serving spots, you can like walk up with your dog. So that's kind of convenient if you're traveling alone.
Bet. The next is the Alley Bar, which is attached to the Sister Bay Bowl. I mean, this is your typical bowling alley bar.
Cute little outdoor patio bar, yeah. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Oh, yeah, that was the outside.
Yeah, portion, the outdoor right? one. Yeah. Yep. Super cute little outdoor patio bar.
Yeah, so you can bowl a few games with the buddies and then go outside and pound some beers.
Yeah, cute little spot. And I do believe that they were letting people order appetizers out there. Don't hold me to that. Yeah, like small plates.
Also small.
Oh, small space. Yeah, small space.
Like 6 seats at the bar. But then there's like picnic tables and stuff.
Picnic tables. And yeah, I think they had some like umbrella tables or stuff. But yeah, when we were just there, it was like obviously April. It's not peak season yet. So not everybody's patio was like bumping and roaring quite yet.
The next, which we talked about a little bit earlier, is the Garage Bar, which is attached to Husby's. We hung out here when the Bucks won the
championship.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we were
packed.
I like set my phone up on the tripod and recorded the whole bar just go effing crazy.
So we might have gotten some non-typical atmosphere there that day, just because.
Oh no, but it is just a cool bar. Oh yeah, for sure.
And I mean, we were packed in there. Like, sorry, we got lucky enough for like we showed up early enough in the day where we got like one of the couches that was in the Garage Bar, and we were gonna leave, and then we were like, wait, this game starts in like an hour. We should keep this spot. Because it's definitely not going to be available when we come back.
We definitely got like, I don't know, like the time wrong of the game, because we were just going there for a drink and then we were going to drive over to Bailey's Harbor and watch the game there at like a different sports bar.
Glad we did. Then
finally we were like, oh, we don't have enough time. We're just going to watch it here.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a blessing in disguise, but such a fun little space. And I would say Husby's is the nightlife in Sister Bay.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, on that side of the peninsula, on the west side of the peninsula, Husby's is the nightlife, and it has like that big outdoor patio. They had live music. The Garage Bar, like that bar, that space, the lower part of the patio, if you go there and you'll understand what I'm talking about, but the lower part of the patio by the garage, that space is dog friendly. So they do have like a deck patio, not dog friendly. Like the Husby's part, the deck part, not dog friendly. So if you're confused, just ask somebody. Everybody who worked there was really kind to us. We actually watched that game, the Bucks game, with two bartenders who worked there who were off that day. Super kind.
That was such an awesome day.
Such a fun day. Day after our engagement, then the Bucks win. We were having a great time.
The next place, this is new to both of us, is the Peach Barn. This is a little brewery.
A gem. I loved this
pretty
space.
Pretty cool, just like pole barn style building.
But so cozy on the inside.
Yeah, bunch of decorations on the walls. And
cozy furniture, cute little tables. They had great sours. Some
Seltzers
of the
even
best
too.
Sours I've had in a long time. Really, really good. I loved this place. And then they also had a cool patio, like outdoor grassy area, which would be fun. But your dog is welcome inside the tap room and as well as on their patio in the summer, which makes it that much better. Love when the dog can come inside. They even gave her a bunch of treats.
For sure. And they had a cool little merchandise spot, too, to buy some cool merchandise from them. They had some pretty cool stuff there. And one thing I wanted to say, but now I can't. Oh, prices. The prices were great. We got a flight for
15.
A five-sample flight for $15.
Yeah, that was a great deal. And they were big pours for a flight.
Yeah, bigger than I would normally say a flight pour would be.
The next place is also Dogs Allowed Inside. It is Lautenbach's Winery and Farm Store. Super cute space. You can buy a wine flight. You can get small samples, 5 small samples for $5, or 5 larger samples for $10. was really, really cute in there. I shopped there. I bought Hayden's parents a gift. I bought myself a hat there. They have all sorts of like locally made products, locally made snacks. I should have bought the dang cherry strudel, but lots of cherry flavored things, local cheeses, just really great stop. Highly recommend it. Love that dogs that come inside. I also bought my mom a bottle of wine. Mom, if you're listening to this before you see me, I bought you a bottle of wine.
Nailed it. All right, that wraps up the drink portion. Now we can talk about where to explore when you're out and about door count.
Yeah, the first one is in Ephraim, the Hardy Gallery. This is a really iconic Instagrammable moment, I would say, for Door County. It is this like small barn-like building that is just covered in paint of people's like signatures and names. Hayden and I stopped there back in 2021 for like a quick little pit stop. So cute. Great photo op. Great place to watch a sunset. Loved it.
Can you go inside that barn?
Yes, it is a gallery, an art gallery. I've never been there when it's open, even when I was younger.
Next, kind of a big one, Washington Island. I would recommend...
Wait. We're not going to talk about Washington Island quite yet.
Well, you have it next on the list, and you've always told me to stick to the itinerary.
Okay. So later this summer, or early this summer, I will be camping on Rock Island, which is a state park that is one island further than Washington Island. So we will do a full episode on Washington Island later this summer, but this is just your teaser. But Washington Island is a great little adventure or day trip from Door County.
Got to take the ferry.
Yes, you have to take a ferry.
So we're not talking about Washington Island at all.
No, we're going to do it in its own episode. I just wanted to mention because, and kind of tease it, because people, when we put the recommendation box up on our Instagram story asking for Door County recommendations, we got so many for Washington Island, and we have spent a day there, and I will be spending some more time there soon, so we're just going to give it its own episode.
I know. Well, you can do the next.
So the next one is Cave Point County Park and Whitefish Dune State Park. This was mine and Hayden's first stop of this trip. It is in Sturgeon Bay, but it's on the east side, and you hear a lot of people talk about Cave Point County Park, but I didn't really realize it's located inside of a state park, Whitefish Dunes.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah, it is interesting. But Hayden and I just walked the shore trail here and then looped back on the Black Trail. And it is very beautiful. There's like some sea caves, but not like the Apostle Island sea caves where they're like deep red. This is like just like rocky shore sea caves, but the water is crystal clear. It's really beautiful. It's a great state park.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of fun there. It was a nice, simple hike.
Yeah, easy.
That we took, for sure.
Very flat, but good.
I'll kind of let you take the reins here.
For hiking? Okay. So Newport State Park this was my first time there, was this past Saturday. And when I tell you this park stole my heart, I'm not joking. This is now in my top three Wisconsin state parks. I absolutely loved it so much. It has really nice hiking trails and beautiful beaches. The water was so calm that all of the campsites are backpacking sites, meaning you need to like hike into them. You cannot just drive your car up to your campsite. You have to hike there. But there was so, like, it was so beautiful. It's also an international dart park. So meaning it's one of 18 places in the entire United States that's like designated for stargazing. So I would just so love to go there, hike into my campsite, do a little hike, watch the sunset, and then stay up late in my little tent watching the stars. Like, how incredible would that be?
Sounds incredible. It does. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to do that, okay?
Sure.
Maybe Labor Day weekend. Can I plan that far ahead?
Eh.
Okay, the next one is a Peninsula State Park. Peninsula State Park is very awesome as well. There's a beach. There's a lighthouse. We love the Eagle Trail. It's really nice. It takes you along the water. There's beautiful rocks and caves. Pretty iconic trail in Wisconsin. It's rated difficult, not because it's a super challenging trek, but because the ground is nowhere near level. You are constantly walking on rocks and roots, so you have to look down quite a bit. Which is kind of a bummer because there's great views of the lake throughout this hike. So you kind of just have to stop, look up, and then continue walking. Okay, the last one is shopping in Fish Creek. So Fish Creek is super cute. My friend Ellie loves shopping, and it's not usually something I seek out, but we were driving to the winery, and we drove through downtown Fish Creek, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. So we did a little lap. Great, great boutiques. A lot of like little bit higher end shops, but everything was super adorable. Loved it so much. Oh, speaking of shopping, we should mention On Deck. Hayden basically redid his wardrobe at a 60% off winter clothing shop called On Deck.
Yeah, go there in April. Get huge discounts. It's sweet.
Yeah. So shout out On Deck. Okay, but maybe we should shift in. Where do you golf in Door County, Hayden?
I have golfed two different locations at Door County. This last time we did Cherry Hills. Unfortunately, only the front nine was available to play, so we just played that twice. But we did drive the cart across the road to like the driving range area where the back nine is, and it looked pretty sweet. It seems like it might be like under some maintenance right now, which is always good because that just means better things are coming.
And it's spring. That's allowed.
Yeah, but very, very hilly. You know, you rarely have a nice flat lie. The greens were difficult. They were super fast, but I think it was just because it was early season. But it is very hilly. A lot of undulation. That's a golf term. So I would recommend it, though. It was pretty sweet. And then I highly recommend the Peninsula State Park golf course. We talked about it on like the very first episode we ever did, right?
We've never talked about it.
Oh, I thought we did a pod on it right away. Anyways, it's awesome. It looked super pristine when we were driving it. It is the main entrance to the Peninsula State Park. And the first stop after you go through the main entrance of the park is the golf course and the clubhouse. You overlook the water on some of the holes. It's really awesome. They have a really fun signature hole where it's like a 25-yard shot, but it's basically straight down on a par three. It's really, really cool. Hilly, super fun. Highly recommend going there. And then, Julia, what are you looking forward to the next time we go?
Well, the next time I go, you will not be with me, which is a bummer, but I am so freaking excited to camp on Rock Island. So I'm excited for that. But I think overall, I would like to spend more time in Bailey's Harbor. I have quite a few pins on my bucket list in Bailey's, one of them being Chives, another one being Door County Brewing. We drove by Door County Brewing a couple of times, and it just looks so cute, and it's supposed to be dog-friendly. I would love to check out both of those places. So
yeah, AJ, if you're listening, I know you are.
AJ Dillon?
Yeah, we should go get some food at Chive one day, or anywhere, AC Tap, catch a couple brewskis.
Yeah, come hang out.
You know, we can be buddies, man, I promise.
Just casually ask a Packer player to hang out with us.
Why not? Why not ask the mayor at Door County?
He's not the mayor. He holds the key to the county.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but like they run a blog. We run a blog. We can just be friends, right?
Yeah, I like football. I like watching you destroy the Bears and Vikings on Sundays. Quadzilla. We can see who can squat more. Probably you.
Okay, well, if you guys go to any of these recommendations, please can just tag us at That Wisconsin Couple. We love to see what you guys get up to. If you have Door County recommendations for us that we did not mention in this podcast, please send them our way. This will not be our last trip to this beautiful area. We love it up there and hope to be back soon.
Absolutely, guys. Well, we appreciate you guys riding along with us.
See you next time.
And we'll see you next time.